Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, father of Reaganomics. We got about 4.5 minutes. The economy, the meltdown accelerating, the Goldman Sachs emails where they knew that the economy was going to implode. They set up the derivative scam. We have them red-handed. Sir, where is this going?
Well, Alex, I think what we have is another criminal elite in charge of the financial sector. They're in charge of the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and of course, the New York investment banks and the hedge funds. Now, think about this for a minute. Allegedly, the euro is collapsing because of the Greek debt. Now, that makes no sense whatsoever. Greece is a small country. Its debts cannot possibly be a threat to the euro. So, but we hear about this constantly, over and over and over and over. And so it's propaganda coming out of the hedge funds. They're making a killing on it. If you can make the world think the euro is going to collapse, you can make all kind of money shorting the euro. And it's the same crowd of crooks that sold the derivatives and that sold junk with AAA investment ratings on it. And so that's what they're now doing. This whole thing about the euro is a scam run by the hedge funds, and they're getting rich off of it. Look, the most indebted country in the world is Japan. And the second most indebted country is the United States. They're far worse conditions than Europe. And yet, it's Europe that's in the news, and the euro is collapsing against the dollar. Why should anything collapse against the dollar? The dollar has massive trade deficit, massive budget deficits. They're unclosable. The government is indebted up to over its head. The population is indebted. It's a far worse situation than in Europe, and yet it's the euro. So what it really is, it's a play of the New York investment banks and the hedge funds against the euro. And they're getting rich off of it, just like they got rich off of derivatives.
And yeah, they looted us 2 years ago, and now they're looting Europe, and they're just like a group of carrion crows that fly around eating the flesh off our bones.
That's right. And the media doesn't ever explain it. They just provide the free propaganda that keeps the money running into the hedge funds and the New York investment banks.
Last night I was reading a manual of British Naval War College documents on pirate accounts from the 16th, 17th, 1800s. And the way this elite behaves is kind of like pirates, where they just wildly wouldn't even pull the corks off whiskey bottles. They would just hack the tops off and, just drink it down. So there's a method of the madness, Doctor, but overall, do you agree that they're just complete out-of-control lunatics?
Yes, and in fact, I would even say pirates had more honor. So they're worse than pirates. And nothing is being done about it. You notice the regulation of the financial system, nothing happens. Or it's all watered down, or it's turned into something that enables them to plunder more.
Yeah, now they're going to take over all the little banks and track every purchase we make.
That's right. You'll see massive financial concentration, which is probably another reason for all this trouble. That's probably what they're trying to do, is to get rid of the large number of banks and just a few large ones. You know, it's the same thing they did to the media when they concentrated it in the hands of a few giant firms. So, but nobody is going to tell the people. The Congress isn't going to hold those kind of hearings, and the press is not going to do any investigation.
Well, Doc, good job on reporting on the huge breaking news of the POW cover-up, completely confirmed by a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. We'll talk to you again soon, Lord willing. Thanks for spending time with us.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
It's always informative. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Ray McGovern, coming up. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, he joins us to talk about a host of issues. What's happening on the Korean Peninsula, which could lead to nuclear war. And that's all over the headlines. Israel saying they may go into Iran sooner rather than later. That's back on the front burner. You know, is there a Fox Fallon to stop it? What will Admiral Mullen do? You've got this global financial meltdown happening. You notice world wars always start during a major global meltdown. There's a method to this madness. I also want to ask him later about CIA units' wacky idea to pick Saddam as gay. That's not the issue. Buried in the Washington Post article, they quote the CIA officers as producing fake bin Laden videos. Now people have looked at the video of the fat bin Laden, admitted it's fake. They've had linguists listen to it. It's not him, not the dialect. They've done voice print. These tapes are basically all fake or old tapes of him re-edited. I want to ask Ray McGovern about that. We're going to get into suddenly New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, Geraldo Rivera with the Marine Corps commander. We're here helping the Afghans grow the opium. We have to or Al-Qaeda will get the opium. I mean, folks, they're really coming out in the open. Yeah, we put out fake bin Laden tapes. Yeah, we're growing the smack. Yeah, we left the POWs. Pulitzer Prize-winning reports now getting a lot of news on that front. So we'll talk about it all. Ray McGovern was in Vietnam, by the way. So we're going to cover it all in the next hour with him today. Ray McGovern is an activist who writes and lectures all over the country. He's co-founder of Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And we really appreciate him joining us. He was one of the chief CIA briefers for Reagan and Bush Sr., and that's a key position in a focal point position where you have Pentagon liaison to CIA, you have CIA liaison to White House. These focal officers like Fletcher Prouty and the secret team, again, have unique perspective on wide-ranging analysis and how it ties in, not just specialists, so they can draw on all the specialists. And so that's why it's such an important lens to have him on with us. So I've thrown out there, sir, what I want to cover with you in the next 50 minutes. You've got the floor with what of that cornucopia you think is most important in your breakdown on what we're facing.
Alex, thanks. First, just to make sure the record is correct, I don't want to pull a Blumenthal from Connecticut here. I didn't serve actually in Vietnam. I was an Army infantry intelligence officer from 62 to 64 before Vietnam really started. And while it was going on, I was the principal analyst at the CIA for Soviet policy toward Vietnam. So I learned quite a bit about it, but I never set foot in the country. With respect to what's going on here, the most important thing that's happening today is that David Obey, chair of appropriations in the House, is letting some lipstick go on the $33 billion appropriation for escalating war in Afghanistan. And that lipstick is $23 billion for teachers so that they don't lose their jobs. Obey knows better. What he's done here is bowed to the Washington establishment that want to continue this war. It looks very much as though what he will report out of his committee this evening is a bill that includes $23 billion for teachers to keep the schools going and $33 billion for Afghanistan to keep that feckless war going and more and more people being killed. It's just really, I was a former admirer of David Obey, and so I wrote him a memorandum that has appeared already on afterdowningstreet.com. I guess it's now called warisacrime.org. And you can see that you know, he's being completely disingenuous because as recently as 2 months ago, he told a TV interviewer that this Afghanistan adventure, it's a fool's errand. But if we're going to do it, we have to pay for it. You know, we have to fully fund it. Now, what kind of logic does that make, Alex? It's a fool's errand, but if we're going to do it, we got to fund it.
Well, Ray McGovern, let me throw this out at you, and then you can expand on your concern with what's happening in Afghanistan, expanding into Pakistan.
Sure.
But in layman's terms, I'm somebody who sits there and, you know, studies it for years, and so I want your perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong. You've got all these pipelines going through there, trillions in the aggregate of oil, hundreds of billions in no-bid contract black holes. So the defense lobby likes it. The oil lobby likes it. Israel likes it because, you know, that gets the U.S. more firmly burrowed into the Middle East and Central Asia. So that lobby likes it. But more importantly, $500 billion a year, 91% now, it was a lot lower, of the opium pouring out into Russia, into Asia, kind of a replay of the Boxer Rebellion, part two. And now our troops are admittedly over there, quote, protecting the poppy fields. And so I think you've got the at least the contractors that's come out. That's what Sybil Edmonds said pre-9/11, shipping the opium into Turkey, you name it. And so it's really about narcotics. And so people look at the policy and say, why are we there? Well, we're really there because Black Ops likes $500 billion.
Well, that's part of it, Alex, to be sure. The other part is a more kind of geopolitical adventure here. Imperialism is not dead. If you look at Afghanistan, you'll see that it's strategically located in the same neighborhood as China, as Iran, as Russia, really, as Turkey, Iraq. It's right there in the middle of things. And so the way the empire looks at things is, well, we got to be in there firstest with the mostest, even if it's mostly an attempt to deny the Chinese or the Russians or the Indians or whomever from getting in there before we were. Now, what makes Afghanistan strategic? Well, one of the things that makes it strategic is that it lies directly beneath a country called Turkmenistan, which used to be part of the Soviet Union, and Turkmenistan has in it natural gas deposits worth all the oil under the sands of Iraq. Now, the problem is Chevron's in there. A lot of the oil companies are in there, natural gas companies. But you can't get it here from there, okay? You got to do a pipeline. And you can't have that pipeline go through Russia. You have to have it go south. And guess what the next country is? Is Afghanistan and then Pakistan and then a little slice of India. And at the terminal of this projected pipeline, all the studies were done and was ready to go. Guess what? Enron was supposed to be the person marketing that natural gas. So the whole thing is as corrupt as can be. The Taliban visited Houston, Texas, when Governor George Bush expressed interest in what was going on there with this pipeline. Our ambassador to Afghanistan and later to Iraq, Khalilzad, was one of the people involved in this, and so was Karzai.
Yeah, he was the Unocal executive.
Yes. So that's part of it. Now, I'm not saying that's the whole thing. The whole thing, the whole ball of wax involves the strategic location. And what needs to happen here, Alex, in my view, is pretty simple. There's a finite amount of oil. There's a finite amount of natural gas in this world. Now, if we're going to try to seize it all or seize control of it, then, you know, Iraq can be looked on as simply the first resource war of the 21st century. What we have to do is what my four-year-old grandson learns in nursery school. I went up and I asked his teacher, what do you expect to teach these kids? And she said, oh, that's simple. We teach them that they have to learn to share. A certain amount of toys on the table, they have to learn to share because there's a finite amount of things. And I said, wow, there it is. Cheney, Bush, even now Obama, they never went to this nursery school for sure. What has to happen is we get together with the Chinese, the Indians, and other people who need that oil and gas, figure out how to share it.
And jointly develop it instead. I mean, we go back to 53. That's what caused the whole Iran thing, as you know. Mohammad Mossadegh said we're going to keep 25% of our own money to American oil companies and British oil companies. And they said, no, we get everything. We overthrow you using the Muslim extremist. I mean, it's the same story every time.
That's right. Well, that was a company called BP, actually, which I think has been in the news lately. You get a corrupt enterprise like British Petroleum, which controlled all the oil in Iran prior to the revolution in 53. And if you let them persuade you to overthrow the governments there, then as night follows the day, they will be filled with the uncontrollable hubris that they've demonstrated now in the Gulf of Mexico. And the people of the world, the simple people like you and me, Alex, have a real, real problem.
And it's the same thing over and over again. I think, well, what was BP called? Anglo-American Oil?
Yeah, that's what they call themselves. That. But BP is a direct descendant.
No, exactly. I mean, it's the same company. You're absolutely right in that Dutch partnership. But I mean, it's the same players over and over again.
Yeah. Well, it's just that they are so powerful. And here's Obama, you know. He was asked just a half hour ago at his press conference, you know, do you feel a little funny about that decision you made 2 weeks before the oil blow up in the Gulf, when you said that, we have to drill offshore, and these companies, you know, have reduced the dangers greatly. And he said, well, I still think we have to drill offshore, but, you know, my mistake was taking the word of the companies. Well, for Pete's sake, of course they take the word of the companies. Look at the people that they had in the Interior Department, people who are still there, taking bribes and everything else from the oil companies. The system is corrupt. What Obama should have done is come in, got rid of all those people, given them jobs in the library if he couldn't fire them, and get some real, real control over these precious resources, despite the avarice and the desire of people like BP to control this important resource.
Okay, Ray McGovern, stay there. Let's come back and get your breakdown of where you see Afghanistan and Pakistan going, and then to the west, what your intel is from all your sources. Is it green light? to go into Iran. Who will hit U.S. operation with Israel? Israel goes it alone. We'll talk about that and a lot more, plus the North Korea.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 28, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 12:15:30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.47.77, $6.23.88 for a half ounce, or $3.11.94 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.47.77, $6.23.88, or $3.11.94.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
I can't wait to get into North Korea and see what Ray McGovern thinks about that. All I see is headlines everywhere about possible nuclear war and shelling Seoul and the disputed areas with the ships and China's and Bloomberg saying we may shield North Korea and the Pentagon saying they're ready for war. The war was never terminated. It's been a ceasefire for 50-plus years. Going back to Ray McGovern, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Ray, when I interrupted you earlier with some other questions about why they're there, where do you see Afghanistan going? I mean, 2 weeks ago, they said 1,000 drones are being dispatched for Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that now they don't have to identify somebody before they kill them. Just if you look like you're a terrorist, kind of like those kids in Baghdad in the minivan looked like terrorists and reporters with cameras look like terrorists. I mean, this sounds like an incredible escalation. It sounds like LBJ in 1966.
Well, funny you should mention that, Alex, because I was thinking of this wonderful new aircraft that had been developed around then. It was called a B-52. And, you know, that was going to solve all our problems in Vietnam. What we're going to do is bomb the hell out of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And LBJ came to us intelligence types and said, these blue-suited generals are telling me this will do it. What do you think? Now, we suppressed the laugh, you know, having known about the effect of aircraft in World War II and knowing that it simply increases the resistance of populations like the Vietnamese. And we waited 2 days, and then we gave them an estimate. We used to do national intelligence estimates. Now they're not done very much anymore. And we told the president, look, Mr. President, Ho Chi Minh is not the kind of person who's going to give up under how many B-52s or how heavy the bombs they drop. And besides, Mr. President, you should be aware that the Ho Chi Minh Trail doesn't look anything like I-81 or I-95 or the George Washington Memorial Parkway. You can't even see it from the air in many respects. It's about 181 trails, Mr. President. Ain't no way that B-52s are going to do the job. Now, we were right, of course, but the corollary there is the president doesn't have to heed intelligence. He just didn't want to lose a war. And so he said, well, let's try these blue-suited guys. You know, they might be right. And so he tried it, and we know the answer. Now, similarly, we are over Afghanistan. We have this new weapon, which most people don't realize, Alex, and I knew about this when it was being developed. It was developed for a specific purpose, and that purpose only, and that was to give us a hovering capability where we could monitor developments on the ground more than two times a day being when the satellites would pass over these areas, okay? Now, we got this thing developed, it worked beautifully, and then it was shown to some general in the Pentagon, and he said, I don't want to see the tank. I want to destroy the tank. Put some missiles on that bird. Therefore, you get predators, you get reapers with hellfire missiles, and you get an awful lot of disenchantment and hostility out of the people in Pakistan in particular that are being bombed to hell by these things. It's looked on as a very cowardly thing.
That's right. At a primitive level, having like Terminator machines out of the sky bombing you, and it's literally 22-year-old zit-faced kids in trailers thousands of miles away in a video game setup, and go ahead, you got a wedding, we think some guy's got a gun in there, everybody's got guns in those countries, I mean, it's a tribal, you know, red-blooded type area, and then they kill 100 innocent people, now you've created 1,000 enemies because their entire family and every cousin they've got who may have loved America back in the 80s, they're ready to kill. They're ready to trade their life to kill Americans, and so the idea is pump more Americans in.
That's exactly right, and, you know, people have asked me, these Hellfire missiles, are they accurate? And I say, well, yeah, they are. They're extremely accurate. They're more accurate than anything we've had up till now. But the question is, how do you identify the targets? Now, you know, you can really tell what a militant is from 30,000 feet, can't you? Give me a break. You can really find out who the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda types are by asking their neighbors who have asking people's neighbors who have unsatisfied grudges against them. The targets are the name of the game, and if you get targets from people who have grudges or from 22-year-olds looking from 30,000 feet up, you got a real problem. What really tells, what I find really telling, Alex, is these reapers and these predators, interesting the labels they give these aircraft, they're controlled by these young NCOs out at Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas.
Stay there, sir. We got a break. Long segment. We'll go back to Creech Air Force Base and talk about the predators and drones with Ray McGovern. CIA analyst, a briefer to the presidents. Very honored to have him here with us today. He's got a new article out. We'll put that on screen as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm your masters of war.
Ray McGovern here in a moment to get into the Predator drones and where he sees Afghanistan and Pakistan going. And basically he says they're repeating the same things that happened in Vietnam, but now they have fancier weaponry. We'll go back to him in just a moment. We're going to get into North Korea with him and the situation with Iran, which to me is even scarier, the whole Iran situation. A quagmire is one thing and get a lot of troops killed and waste a lot of money, but war with Iran, in my layman research, looks even worse. So we'll discuss that in a moment with our guest. SurvivalSeedBank.com. I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. I love gardening. These are non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. And you ought to buy one seed bank. I mean, seeds last for decades, well, longer than that. Papyrus from 3,000-year-old tombs in Egypt have been grown, but you won't need it in 3,000 years. We know that. The point is, it's a survival seed bank, a time capsule. Buy one, plant one, save the other, or just buy one. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. It's good to start to become self-sufficient with this depression the central banks have designed to turn us into their economic slaves. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one other great sponsor I want to tell you about. I love the swords, the knives, the machetes, the tools the tasers, the pepper spray, everything you need at weaponsuniverse.com. It's weapons-universe. So just the word weapons and then -universe.com. And we've got a link up on Infowars.com as well. That's weapons-universe.com. And just a lot of amazing stuff and great prices by you name it. Names like Cold Steel, Smith & Wesson, weapons-universe.com, and they're great patriots. Check them out today at weapons-universe.com. Okay, Ray, I've been adding my points. You got cut off by the break. You were getting into, they're out in Nevada. It's one of the main command centers. I've seen it on the news. People in trailers, and he's like, it showed one of the young men. He goes, I love video games. Now I control the Predator. And it showed him sitting there, and they're going, okay, you've got clearance. Hit him. Go ahead and give it to him. And I mean, just it's so bizarre to see this. Break it down for us.
Well, let me put it this way. The chaplains out there at Creech Air Force Base, they're working overtime. Because some of these young fellas have a conscience. They do their work during the day. They go home and have dinner with their families, and they think, the wife says, well, how'd things go at work today? And they can't quite say, well, we killed, we shot Hellfire missiles at 30 groups, and we're not real sure. So, long story short, these chaplains are actually being visited regularly by these poor NCOs who are ordered to do this kind of thing and have it on their conscience to their credit. The other guys are the ones in Langley, Virginia, who are working for the CIA. They're the ones that have the joysticks there, and they're the ones that fly over Pakistan. Why? Well, because we're literally, or at least technically not at war with Pakistan, so it has to be the CIA, it can't be the Air Force. Well, it's the same sort of thing. People who identify these targets, either from people who may have grievances against this particular village, or people who think they see militants, whatever they look like, as distinguished from wedding parties, from 30,000 feet. So, you know, the whole thing is an indication of the lack of leadership in the military of our country as well as in the political side, because you can't win a war this way. All you can do is alienate the affections of people. And what I keep telling people is that in Pakistan, if you take the population of Pakistan, 165, 170 million, okay, that's 40 million more than the population of Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq put together. Besides, of course, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Now, which I would ask you, which country should be the most important not to alienate the population in?
Well, sir, we've seen Pakistani leaders, and we've got an article up on Infowars.com that's got the newscasts and even ABC News, with Pakistani leaders saying, look, your government is running a lot of the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and they're using it to destabilize our country, and you know, and that's what Hamid Ghul, who I was bizarrely contacted by a year and a half ago when he came on this show, and it made national news when he did, and he said that they're killing these tribal groups to actually get them up in arms, and that's what Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, says. He says, look, the U.S. government isn't going to have to stage terror attacks as a pretext to get the American people to give their liberty up. You kill enough Pakistanis who are tribal, they're going to come over here and they're going to blow stuff up.
Well, we've seen the effects of that, haven't we? You know, when Bush said we have to kill them over there before they come here, well, you know, that was ridiculous in the extreme. What we need to do is figure out what's really going on in those countries, why they hate us. You know, it ain't because of our democracy or of our freedom. Now, with respect to the Pakistanis, you can see U.S. high-level pronouncements say, we're working on the Pakistanis to show them, to demonstrate that their greatest threat is not from India. No, it's from these insurgents, these militants, these people that are in the tribal areas, right? Well, give me a break. There's no kind of rhetoric or logic that is going to persuade the Pakistanis that their main enemy isn't India. Of course it is. And so why do they keep feeding the Taliban? Why do they keep making making it difficult for the U.S. to end the job there because they see an advantage in keeping the pot boiling in Afghanistan. They don't want an Indian-dominated government in Afghanistan. They want to keep the pot boiling. And so all these pronouncements about the U.S., you know, we're going to probably persuade them. Well, we're going to persuade them that their strategic interest is not in India, but in these. Give me a break. We're never going to persuade them of that. And so this thing will just keep going and going. And the worst news, of course, is that our congressional people, even the good ones like Dave Obey, have now caved again. And it looks like there will be an escalation to the tune of $33 billion. And that will buy many more months of killing and war.
People can go to Common Dreams website and others and read your new article. Give folks that title again one more time, Ray.
Well, it's a letter to David Obey, who's the head of appropriations. It's a memo that says, look, you called Afghanistan a fool's errand. And then you said, yeah, but we have to fund it. That doesn't make any logical sense, Dave. What's really going on here? And what's really going on here is he's out of there in January. He wants to not alienate the affections of the Washington establishment, and he's letting go to the House a bill that will include enough lipstick, namely the $23 billion for teachers, so that the $33 billion for Afghanistan war will go through. That is unconscionable. He knows better than that, and he can call me an idiot liberal, or that's what he calls some of my friends, but what I'm telling him is that he's a terrible disappointment because he should have stood his ground and not confessed to be, quote, bone-tired.
And again, Ray, this has nothing to do with liberal conservative. It's right and wrong. Obama is expanding the wars. Bush expanded it. This is the policy of the establishment. But just briefly, because I want to get into Iran and the North Korea and the time we've got left with you, picking your brain, we appreciate the time. And, of course, you just come on out of the goodness of your heart to do it. I wish you had a book or something we could promote for folks to get your word out even more. But hopefully that's coming in the future. But over the years, you've been so gracious, is my point. What is the exit strategy? Is the exit strategy never leave like Germany or Japan or South Korea? I mean, is the exit strategy quagmire?
Well, I asked Khalid Zad, our former ambassador in Afghanistan. He's actually an Afghan. I asked him at a RAND conference 2 months ago. I said, you don't say much about the oil pipeline anymore or the natural gas pipeline to Afghanistan. Where does that stand? You were in on that from the beginning. And he thought for a second, and he said, well, with all the violence and all the fighting there along the pipeline route, we can't possibly build it right now. Now, I wasn't allowed a follow-up, but my follow-up was going to be, so that's why we're there, to put down the violence, to get the Taliban out of there, and then clear a path for the oil and gas pipeline. Is that it, Ambassador Khalilzad? So, you know, it's a strategic sort of thing where the U.S. will not act in any other way than as an empire. And you need to have a little bit of humility because we're not going to be able to call the shots in that part of the world anymore.
Well, here's my next question. I mean, as you know, you've studied it more than most out there. Nobody's ever been able to successfully continually conquer these people. I mean, can you just briefly sum up in maybe 2 minutes the mindset of these tribal groups, these Pashtuns and others in Afghanistan and in areas of Pakistan? Because from my layman research and what every other analyst going back 400 years, people who fought there have said is the more you kill them, the more they fight. Just like Americans used to be. I mean, you know, what happened with the British here? I mean, that's what any red-blooded group is going to do. They're not going to stop fighting. They're not drinking fluoride and watching I Love Lucy. They're not fat, dumb, happy Americans.
Well, I'd rather be, back in 1776, I sure would rather have been an insurgent rather than a cooperator with the Tories. In a word, there are these strange people in Afghanistan. They're in tribes mostly, and they have this strange resistance to invaders coming into their country. And they have the benefit of these huge mountains and very vulnerable valleys. And so going back 2,500 years, Alex, to Alexander the Great, who was the first of about seven big countries trying to conquer Afghanistan, they've been able to, the tribal leaders have been able to block that. And, you know, what I tell people is, you know why they call Alexander the Great? Well, they call him the Great because he was sensible enough to look at the height of those mountains, to look at the casualties he was already taking on his flanks from these, quote, militants, and turn around and say, this wasn't a good idea. I'm going back to Asia Minor where I'll outlast all this. That's what made him great. From him, since him, you have the Indians, you have the Persians, you have the Mongolians under Genghis Khan, you have the British, you have the Russians, and now the Americans are going to succeed where all those didn't. Give me a break.
Oh, boy. So what, we're going to be there in 5 years still. It's just never going to end. A meat grinder they feed troops into, and out of it comes oil pipelines and opium.
Well, I'm hopeful that the American people, you know, if they listen to people like us, I think I have a basic faith in the American people, their good sense, and I think there's a limit to what they will tolerate. The big challenge, of course, Alex, and the reason I come on your show and applaud what you're doing is that you are one of the few people that tell it like it is. You're not under the fawning corporate media, and that's what we need. We need people to listen and then act, and I think action is necessary right now.
Well, again, for those who just joined us, I'm not heaping laurels on you, sir, but people need to know you've been right. A full year and a half before it came out with Cy Hirsch and New Yorker magazine, it was confirmed that Cheney wanted to paint up patrol boats blue and have Navy SEALs attack our own ships, and that was confirmed. Bush, of all people, said, no, we're not doing that. But it just shows the mental level. You came on air and said, well, if I was Cheney and Bush, they'll probably paint up some ships like Iranians. This is on record on the show and attack our ships. And later I said, did you have inside intel? You just said, no, that's how these people work. And now I want to shift gears and ask the difference between Cheney and Bush and Obama. It's now come out, and I have it here in my stack, Washington Post, CNN, Business Insider. Cheney had gotten his way. We would have gone to war with Russia. And it's basically admitted in Ron Asmus's new book, who was inside these meetings, NATO was part of it. They launched the attack, through Georgia against South Ossetia on 888, and that Cheney wanted to go ahead and have nuclear war. I mean, that really shows these are completely unstable people, Curtis LeMay or somebody. And so that mindset, has that carried over into Obama? Because when I see him out there, at least at some levels, supporting Israel and Netanyahu, saying they may hit Iran, can you speak to the mindset in the Pentagon? Is any of this Cheney stuff left there versus what's going on in the White House now? And then how that posture, the posture you believe from your research is there, how that's going to affect what goes on in Iran and now North Korea?
Well, Iran, I think, is the most pressing issue. It's the one that the president has most difficulty with because the pressure from what is called the Likud lobby, other people call it the Israel lobby, is immense. And that's been demonstrated recently by a whole string of events. Dennis Blair, a former four-star admiral who headed up the national intelligence setup in our country, was canned last week. Why? Well, there were a bunch of misadventures with not catching potential terrorists, but the basic reason, in my view, that he was canned was that he had the temerity 15 months ago to appoint a person to be the chief analyst in our government, the chief intelligence analyst, a person named Chaz Freeman, who made the very bad mistake of saying publicly that he thought Palestinians also had rights as human beings in addition to Israelis. Now, what happened was he was appointed by Dennis Blair. This is not a cabinet appointment. This is within his own little purview, head of the National Intelligence Council, Chaz Freeman. He was appointed in the morning, and he had lunch with David Broder of the Post, and David said, aren't you expecting a lot of opposition? And Freeman said, nah, it's going to sail through. Then Blair got up saying about the appointment and saying he was a terrific person. By 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Lieberman from Connecticut, had gotten to Rahm Emanuel in the White House and said, we can't have this guy. He's too unbiased. He doesn't react with knee-jerk solidity to the interests of Israel. And so Blair had to go back to Freeman and say, you know, I'm going to have to ask you to ask me to withhold your to reverse your appointment. It wasn't like a nomination. He had been appointed. So he served as National Intelligence Director for 8 hours, okay? Now, that is unprecedented. I've seen a lot of stuff in my 50 years in Washington, but never before have I seen the Israel lobby or any other lobby derail an appointment that had already been made in the bowels of the intelligence community. Now, to the extent
that... So you're saying Israel's got pull that our government doesn't even have?
Well, that seems to be the case. I had hoped it would be different with Obama, but it's not. Now, the other thing that's really important is this. We broached an agreement to Iran, which would have resulted in about 70% of their low-enriched uranium being shipped out of the country for reprocessing for their medical reactor. Okay, that was October of last year. Now, that was that didn't work out, partly because of insurgents in Iran funded by the U.S., Israel, and Pakistan.
Ray, I'm sorry. We got a break. Stay there. I'll see if I can twist your arm to stay five in the next hour so we have at least 10 minutes of airtime to finish up on Iran, then briefly North Korea. Stay with us.
Happy to.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We're scheduled later in the next hour to have the runner-up in Miss USA pageant. She lost because she was against Arizona having a state copy of the federal law. It's exactly a copy of the federal law. So she's going to be popping in with us. Ray McGovern's with us for this segment and the next. We really appreciate his time. Here's some other news. We had Congressman Ron Paul on yesterday. Ron Paul said inside sources told him Fed is panicking at mass awakening. And if Ron Paul says it, you can bank it. That's up on GCNLive.com, the article by Paul Joseph Watson. That's GCN Live, GCNLive.com. Okay, Ray, we've only got about 4 minutes here, 5 minutes in the next segment. Again, very thankful for your time. You were finishing up with the situation with Iran. Netanyahu says they may strike. Talking to folks in intelligence, out of intelligence, with your ear to the ground. Is it on the front burner again, and what's the time frame? And then C, what will happen if we do attack?
Well, to address your last point first, Alex, it would be a catastrophe if we and or the Israelis attacked Iran. Among other things, they have the option of closing the Strait of Hormuz, to which about a third of the traded oil goes through for the world. And talk about a recession. Well, it would throw the world into a tailspin, given the dependence on oil. The situation right now is highly interesting. The bottom line is that the Israel lobby has shown its power once again. And now get this. This is the important conclusion, at least from my analysis. Neither Israel nor the United States is terribly worried about a nuclear weapon in Iran. If they were, they would have welcomed this new tripartite deal between Brazil, Turkey, and Iran, which provides for half, fully half, of the low-enriched uranium to go out of country into Turkey. Now, that's the uranium that would have to be refined to a higher degree to make a bomb. So if half of Iran's uranium is going out of country for a whole year, wouldn't you think that the Israelis and the U.S. would be happy about that?
Yeah, Iran is buckling. I mean, every time, going back, as you know, 5 years, they try to be friendly, they get slapped down.
Yeah. Well, what happened, as soon as this deal was announced, Hillary Clinton got up and said, no, we're not going to go that route. That's naive. What we're going to do is sanctions in the UN, and we're persuaded the Russians and the Chinese, and we're going to just get these guys. Well, you know, that's really interesting, because you know what? The President of the United States encouraged the head of Brazil and the head of Turkey to work out this deal. And we have that in a letter from President Obama. You won't find this in the New York Times, by the way, but if you look in the Sao Paulo press there in Brazil, you'll see the text of a letter from the President of the United States, which says to the President of Brazil, from our point of view, a decision by Iran to send half of its low-enriched uranium abroad would generate confidence and reduce regional tensions by cutting Iran's stockpile.
So we're about to break, but to interrupt, correct me if I'm wrong, basically, it's showing there's a fight going on inside the Obama administration, and they were trying to do something reasonable, but somebody else has come in and said, uh-uh.
Yeah, that's not going to wash in November, they said, because the lobby will object to that.
That is incredible.
It really is, and you won't find this in the New York Times, will you? But that's the text of the president's letter to Brazil. And Hillary Clinton and the other neocons and those particularly susceptible to influence from the Likud lobby have put the kibosh on what should be a very, very favorable, very encouraging development, namely for Iran to ship half of its uranium out of country.
So we're coming back with only 5 more minutes, but just fast when we come back. What's the game plan then?
The game plan is regime change. That's what they care about. And anything that will make Ahmadinejad look more reasonable or make Iran look better, they're against, because they don't care about the uranium. They care about regime change.
We'll talk about North Korea coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.